Welcome to this evening's program. We will briefly discuss shift number 10, smart cities. This is taken from the fourth industrial revolution. Shift number 10, smart cities. The tipping point. The first city with more than 50,000 inhabitants and no traffic lights. By 2025, 64% of respondents expected this tipping point to have occurred. Many cities will connect services, utilities, and roads to the internet. These smart cities will manage their energy, material flows, logistics, and traffic. Progressive cities such as Singapore and Barcelona are already implementing many new data-driven services, including intelligent parking solutions, smart trash collection, and intelligent lighting. Smart cities are continuously extending their network of sensor technology and working on their data platforms, which will be the core for connecting the different technology projects and adding future services based on data analytics and predictive modeling. You should probably also keep in the back of your mind that smart cities in the future, once they are fully matured and developed, will ultimately wind up being governed by an AI system similar to Skynet. What are the positive impacts according to the World Economic Forum? Increased efficiency in using resources, rise in productivity, increased density, improved quality of life, effect on the environment, increased access to resources for the general population, lower cost of delivering services, more transparency around the use and state of resources, decreased crime, increased mobility, decentralized climate-friendly energy production and consumption, decentralized production of goods, increased resilience to impacts of climate change. Reduced pollution, air and noise, increased access to education, quicker and sped up accessibility to markets, more employment, smarter e-government. What are the negative impacts? Surveillance and the dissolution of privacy. Risk of collapse and total blackout if the energy system fails. Increased vulnerability to cyber attacks. And I might as well go ahead and add, there will also be a burgeoning digital electronic draconian dystopia that will emerge, lending strength to the emerging beast grid and infrastructure. Also, a digitally electronically enhanced Orwellian styled society will be birthed, like the one that is beginning to manifest in China with their social credit system. What are the unknowns or cuts both ways? The impact on the city culture and feel. Change of individual habits of cities, or change of individual habitus of cities. Habitus being socially ingrained habits, how they might be changed and altered behaviorally. The shift in action. According to a paper published in the Future Internet, the city of Santander in northern Spain has 20,000 sensors, connected buildings. 20,000 sensors connecting buildings, infrastructure, transport, networks and utilities. The city offers a physical space for experimentation and validation of functions, such as interaction and management protocols, device technologies, and support services such as discovery, identity management, and security. And this concludes shift number 10, Smart Cities. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.